At last week's Common Council meeting, City Councillor Brent Harris presented a notice of motion entitled Democratic Reform, proposing a number of changes to the structure of St John's City Council. These changes would include reducing the number of councillors to 6, but increasing the pay for the position to more readily allow councillors to work in the role on a full-time basis. Harris, who hopes the changes might be brought in before next year's municipal election, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the reasons for his proposals and how such changes would affect representation on the municipal level.
Most cities in the country, and I'm not just talking about big cities like Toronto, I'm talking about small, medium-sized cities, their ratio of representation does not look like New Brunswick's at all. In the city of St. John, each councillor, if you divide the city up by the number of councillors, it leaves each councillor with a representation ratio of about 7,200 people per councillor. We are way overrepresented. And what does that mean? It means like the pay band is really only allowing councillors to do this on a part-time basis. And we're in a time with a lot of change. We're in a time with a growing amount of frustration in the public about government. We're in a time where there's a lot of distrust. And those culminate, I think, into a bigger job. The job for a councillor in 2025 compared to what it was in 1995 is astronomically different. It really demands more of a full-time position. And it's not just from a governance lens, but it's also connection with the community. And what you end up having is a situation where the vast majority of councillors in this province are retired people with pensions. And the reason you don't have a better, more representative sample in government is because people, quite frankly, can't afford to stop working full-time or don't have flexibility in their full-time work to take on a role like this. Really rare. When you look at Halifax, each councillor in Halifax represents 26,000 people or so, right? Surrey BC is around 500,000 people. They have 8 councillors and a mayor. We have 10 councillors and a mayor. Each MLA represents between 30 and 50,000 people. Federal MPs represent closer to 100,000 people, between 65 and 100,000. You know, if we take the logic of people saying, oh, well, this means less representation, then my question would be, why aren't we outraged at the lack of representation at the provincial level and the federal level, rather than outraged about this motion, which is seeking to get us closer to what the average ratio looks like? St. John is overrepresented and undergoverned. Part of representation is, you know, having a group of people that you can answer to and communicate with in the community. But the job of a councillor is governance. And governance requires a lot more than simply showing up to meetings and endorsing what your technocrats who work for the municipality believe we should do. Our political systems largely don't work. They're Victorian era models, not fit for challenges of modernity. We need to get to a place where people can put their full attention on the job and that an appropriate amount of people can see themselves in the role. We have so many amazing leaders in our community who would never be able to run for council because it would be a massive pay cut and their positions, their full-time positions, would never allow the flexibility to take off multiple times a month to go to committee meetings that are all during the day, for community meetings that are during the day and during the night, and for council, just the general meetings, which usually start at 4 o'clock before the workday is over. And I think the only way to get changes at the levels people want is if we have changes in the types of people who are around the table and empower a broader scope of people to be around that table. The idea that this is a democratic reform is to improve democracy. We don't have the ability to improve democracy with our current situation.
And I kind of want to touch on just briefly the idea of performance reviews. Your suggestion is that the mayor would carry them out. I suppose that the response to that would be that performance reviews for councillors are their elections. I mean, how would you kind of respond to that?
In reality, the role itself of governance has requirements. You have to be educated about governance. You have to demonstrate competency about what the situation is for your city or your community, what those plans are, what the processes are, and ultimately you have to know how to bring about motions that will reform those things to get better outcomes. Developing plans, helping build those plans, communicating those plans with the community, getting feedback from the community requires somebody there to be full-time. We don't have counselors who have the time to do the professional development and the community development to be able to engage the community. We don't have a ton of competency around the table because there's not a lot of time to build the competency. And that's not how you get strategic reforms that change, you know, outcomes in substantial ways, in my opinion. I don't think it's appropriate for counselors to grade themselves in the middle between elections. The pace, the expectations need to increase on counselors, not decrease. And if we're just leaving it every 4 years for the performance review to come in, that's a loss of years where we could be grading, improving, getting feedback.
I was going to ask you what your plans are for future municipal government.
At this time, it doesn't look like I'll be running. I'm still trying to make up my mind here. My situation has changed pretty dramatically. I've got a lot of housing initiatives on the go with the tool library, and my schedule has really changed as a result of that. But that's a need the community has, right? The community needs to have a group like ours actively involved in trying to claw back rental units from the market so that we can put them in the hands of people who need them affordably. And, you know, it's not like we're the only ones in that fight, but we need a lot more. Cost of living's gone up. The demands on my income has gone up. And because of that, along with our advocacy success and some of the success around our housing initiatives, it's a kind of a perfect storm of increasing the demand on me. And so I'm going to be honest, and you can feel free to quote me, I can't do this job well right now. The job I was doing in 23 is far superior to the job I'm doing at 25. But I don't have any options here. I can't stop working. As the workload has increased, it means my ability to be transparent and accountable with the community has decreased. And so I at this point in time, if everything stays as it is right now, there's no way I can run in 26. But I want a lasting change here so that other people can.
This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.